The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go behind enemy lines, as we like to do, to bring you the latest on the team we're playing, guys. And today, Hondo Carpenter covers the Raiders for Sports Illustrated, joins us here. Hondo, first and foremost, look, the quarterback situation. What do you know today? Because we know things could change. What is the Aiden O'Connell injury, and is there a chance that Desmond Ridder could play?
There is a chance Desmond could, but if I had to guess, and I want to be very courteous, I love your show, but I want to be courteous to you and your listeners. If I had to guess, I believe you're going to see Aiden O'Connell. That's purely a guess of where I think it is right now. I don't think they want to go with Desmond, and I think that they want to go with Aiden if they can, and that's where this sits right now. I will be if he's able to go, and he was back today, but if he's able to go, he is the guy.
Gotcha. Hondo covers the Raiders for SI. He's at the owners' meetings, too, by the way, down there in Irving, where there's a lot of stuff going down. The team itself, man, we were blitzing against the Chargers, and they're kind of a one-trick pony with Ladd McConkey. We tried to blitz, and the Vikings just ate us for lunch. You think we'll be able to blitz and have success against y'all?
Well, depends on who the quarterback is. I'll just say this. One thing is this Raider team is 2-11, but there is a ton of talent on this team. They're not a 2-11 team. Remember, they should have beaten the Chiefs at Allegiant Stadium, and they were on the verge of beating the Chiefs. If you just saw the final score, you'd say no, but they were in it in the fourth quarter about to beat the Chiefs. They cost themselves a bad quarterback play, again, win over the Chargers. This is not a bad football team. They don't have a franchise quarterback. A lot of that had to do with Aiden O'Connell started this year going backwards. They fired the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach and offensive line coach, and they've been better. I think the key that you've got to get pressure. You got to pin your ears back and come at him the entire time. Because the Raiders' offensive line, they're starting two rookies. They're banged up. I think you have to absolutely come in here at Allegiant Stadium and go on the attack.
Hondo, we watched him in college, and he was damn good. And he's damn good in the NFL, and we're talking about Brock Bowers. Talk about him for a second, if you would.
Well, first of all, I feel bad for Brock because everyone talks about the football player. What a great kid.
Right.
This is a guy that any man would be proud, and not because he's a football player, to call him your son. What a great kid. Loved in the locker room, loved by his teammates. I don't know one media member that doesn't like him. Very rare duck. I've been doing this for 30 years, and he came in day one and acted like a Pro Bowl veteran. And you know, they teased him and razzed him like other rookies, but he handled himself. He watched film. I'm going to tell you this. I'm not a Georgia Bulldog fan. I don't hate them. I'm just not a fan. I'm from Michigan, but I obviously live in Vegas and cover the Raiders. And I'm not a Wolverine fan. Dear God, help me. Anybody that likes the Wolverines needs mental assistance. I'm a Spartan. But I'll just say this. Brock Bowers is a case study. So is Zamir White. So are several others of exactly why you send your kids to schools like Georgia. If I was recruiting, if I was a recruiter for the University of Georgia, and again, I'm not a fan, I'm going to show them, I mean, Georgia kids are absolutely NFL ready.
Yeah.
And you saw it with, you know, with Brock comes in, they didn't have to teach him how to watch film. He knows. In fact, he was teaching some of his rookies teammates. No. I don't know how you watch film like that. This is how you watch film. He's all business.
Right.
And, he's all business, but I don't mean that in a way that he's stupid or he's a meathead.
Right.
You know, his girlfriend doesn't live here, and he's a wonderful guy. He adores her, and so he's at the facility watching film, and he's constantly working out. He knows the playbook backwards, forward. He's helping guys get in the right position. Brock Bowers, if there was a dictionary that said football player, it'd be a picture of him. I described Brock Bowers on a national TV program today, and this is how I described him. This is a guy that could have a leather helmet playing with Bronco Nagurski. This is the guy that if he couldn't play football would be Vince Papale,
right.
And he'd be playing in a bar league somewhere. That's just him. He loves the game. He plays it right. He holds himself to a standard that, quite frankly, I don't think he's fair to himself. And that's why he's the number one tight end in all the National Football League. It's why he should be the Offensive Player of the Year. It's why he's a Pro Bowler. And I said this the night of the draft. I've been doing this 30 years. In the NFL, there is a term that they use called a dude.
Right.
And a dude is when a guy is coming out of college, this is a can't-miss prospect. This year in the draft, I've seen years where there were no dudes, and I've seen dudes where there were six. Now, there's lots of guys they think, but you don't become a dude. This is a term used within the NFL. That guy's a dude. Brock Bowers was a guy last year. There were three players that universally the teams in the NFL thought were dudes. Joe Alt, Brock Bowers, and Talise Fuaga. The Raiders had Brock Bowers as number one on their board. They would have taken Joe Alt, but they thought Brock Bowers and Joe Alt in that order were one and two best players in the draft. They did thousands of mock drafts because they want to know every scenario. Mm-hmm. So when it comes time to pick, there's no delay. And I broke this story, and your listeners will love this. There was not one mock draft that they did that had Brock Bowers falling to them. So Brock's there, and teams are calling, offering massive amounts to move up. And the Raiders, because they were smart, said, well, we're not using Jimmy Johnson's chart because we have a player here that we think's a Hall of Fame player. So if you want this pick, you're going to have to pay like you're getting a Hall of Famer. Well, no one was willing to do it.
Right.
The Raiders stayed put, and they're thrilled that they did. They need a quarterback. But there's not anyone who's disappointed that they didn't pick one and let Brock Bowers go somewhere else. The kid's a stud. I would tell any parent, and I've said this hundreds of times on interviews, national interviews, local interviews, all of them. If you're looking for the guy to go buy a jersey for your kid, you go buy Brock Bowers because he's not going to get busted with a trunk full of dope. He's not going to be drunk driving. He's not going to do something stupid. The only thing the kid's going to do is, I mean, I have watched him exhausted when one kid asks for an autograph and he stops. And I know he got yelled at because he was late getting to the locker room after practice. But he doesn't let a kid go by. He is respectful. I've met his parents, but I don't know them. Dear God, I wish they'd write a parenting book because they did it right with that kid. He is a better person than a football player. And I said on draft night, I think you can start measuring him for a gold jacket, and I believe you can even here before his rookie year's over.
Hondo Carpenter's with us, guys, from Vegas. Cover for SI. We got a lot of things to cover. We got press for time. We got the Hawks coming up from the Garden. Hondo, if they had the ability to draft Michael Penix, if we don't take Penix where we select, would the Raiders have taken him?
No. Nope. They wrote Michael Penix, and I'm going to tell you exactly why. I mean, the guy's had not one, he's had multiple knee injuries on both knees. And let me tell you this, Michael Penix is very talented. He's very, very talented. This is nothing to do. High character kid. But I was reporting before the draft, I was talking to numerous general managers, and they said he's going to get picked in the first round because there's a bunch of bad drafting teams of teams that always suck. And they're going to look at the talent and take him. But the problem is, it's the reason those teams are bad is because they constantly miss out on first-rounders. The best teams understand it doesn't matter if I'm picking at 28. I can't come away with a miss in the first round. Michael Penix is a great player and a great kid of character, and I hope he never gets hurt. But for that pick, that was the dumbest pick in the first round, because the chances are more that he's going to be hurt than not. And then here you find yourself again with a wasted first round draft pick on a guy you knew was already beaten up.
Well, Hondo, hold on. We hadn't seen him play. We can't jump the gun there and say that he's going to be hurt. But I got to ask you this, because we got to get out of here. We got to talk our ish right now.
Welcome to Talk. Presented by Cologuard. It's time to get low and scream for colon cancer. Quest your prescription at getlow2.com. That's the number 2 to learn more.
You've got 30 seconds. Why are the Raiders going to win this game on Monday?
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good night.
That's because Aiden O'Connell will come out and miraculously be healed. And they're going to play well. Although Kirk Cousins is my buddy, I'll never root against him. I love you, Kurt, if you're listening. But, again, I think Atlanta's going to win it. But if they do win it, it's going to be because you see Aiden O'Connell play like he did at the Chiefs.
Will Mark Davis ever get a real haircut?
No, and I was just with him, but he would tell you he's got one.
Great stuff. Hondo, all right, we appreciate you, man. He covers the Raiders for Sports Illustrated as we go behind enemy lines. We got to get out of the way, guys. Hawks on the way. Let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
I love Hondo's take on Brock Bowers. I don't vibe the Penix thing because there are other teams that were going to take Penix, and I think we've seen guys come back from injuries. We've seen from Nick Chubb and others. I don't go down that line of thinking.
I think it's short-sighted to believe that because he was hurt in college, he's going to be an NFL hurt project.
Especially when he was so mobile in his pro day, too.
It's ridiculous. But with that said, that's his opinion. Right. We wanted to talk about the Raiders, and he jumped in there. Hey, man, we got to get out of the way tomorrow. Speaking of Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins, we're live at Flowery Branch. Make sure you tune in starting at 2 o'clock. Hawks, Knicks on the way. Pregame at 6:30. Mike Conte have the pre-half and post for you guys. Of course, Steve Holman, bang, with the call there at the Garden. By the way, hope the Hawks win tonight. That would be a great feather in their cap to move on to Vegas and be in the semifinals. Chris, great job, as always. Behind the glass, Turtle, our executive producer. Orn, our engineer. All right, Mike, we got to get out of the way. And if you're just tuning in, real quick, Bill Belichick takes the job at North Carolina. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, you know I'm all for robot umps. I want to get it right. Now, how about robots to figure out the college football playoff? The executive chief director, Rich Clark, not ruling out the use of AI for selection process in the future. I got to tell you, I'd rather have the robots doing it than some of the nonsense the human element has created with a total lack of respect for strength of schedule and other issues.
People are already talking about LeBron going to Golden State. Guys, if that happens, first of all, why did they draft Bronny? And secondly, if it does happen, know that this went down at the Olympics. Remember. him and Steph and everybody was over there in Paris having a good time. I don't know if it will happen, but the rumors on the street are if he wants out of L.A., Mike, they'll entertain it, and that's where he'll end up.
All right.
Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you try to wrangle Hondo Carpenter into fitting into your segment on the radio.